check, check. All right, it is 11:39 p.m. and in the house tonight we have RJD2 and Blueprint. And RJD2, could you say something to the mic? A lot of people around here think you're British based on the intro of your record.
Ha ha! Suckers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I think I broke
I'm
my
not British. How was the show tonight, guys? What'd you think?
I had fun.
It was fantabulous.
You How'd you feel?
I felt grizzly.
Grits and gravy, man?
Hey, man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
every time I come to Champagne, we put it down. We just doing our thug thizzle for all the thizzles out in the place to be.
I would have to say it was John Blaze and shit.
We want to welcome everybody back to the show for RJ. This is his first time here.
Yeah.
And we've got a member of the Opus around here somewhere.
I think he's out in the Lazabi doing this to Zang. You know what I'm
Word.
Saying?
A wizard?
Wizard.
Because Evan from the Is Opus, come on, is in his ear.
On Opus's own records.
So, it's your boy. What do you guys think about working with each other?
Man,
this is the first time you guys have put... Well, you put out the Soul Position EP before this.
Yeah, I
mean... Now the LP.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's like... Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
My
A&R
stuck me with this dude. I don't even know who this guy is, man.
Yeah, if y'all watch, like, Sanford and Son, me and him is like Fred Sanford and Grady, man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we got that relationship, man, where it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Grady, get out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's still my homie at the end of the day, man. Fred Sanford, man, you can't...
I mean, my A&R just stuck me with this dude. But over the years, it's like we've become friends now, and it's cool, man.
Originally.
He's actually a good guy. You know?
I was like, yo, he's going to bring in the Beatles crowd, like the pop crowd. He thinks he's English. Yep. We need that alternative crowd. So, like, I'm thinking, I signed up this boy band wannabe dude. You know what I'm saying? He might have a beat or two. Lo and behold, he's got like a beat or five. You
damn.
Know what I'm saying?
So, what do you know?
Yeah, man, I just went with him because he's got that demographic that, you know, the 13 to 17 year old male demographic that I'm really trying to tap into.
The R. Kelly demographic.
Exactly.
Kelly
a business merger.
That's all me. I own that shit. I got it.
So, you know, that's the thing.
Excuse my French.
Since we're so low on time, does anyone feel like freestyling?
Really?
I'd love
I'm
to
gonna
rap.
Let RJ freestyle.
I'd love to rap.
Tonight. We're gonna change the whole program.
Please let me rap.
We're gonna do. He's gonna do four bars. I'm gonna do four bars. Whatever he starts rhyming about, I'm gonna rhyme about. But he's gonna set it all.
Rippity rip rap tap slap and crap. I fucked a cat.
Rap.
My rapping career is over.
A new standard has been set for this studio.
I wrote a song and I like to spit it, you know. I wrote it and it'd be a shame if I did.